Just 1 week after the Broncos needed a fourth quarter comeback to win their first preseason game, the offense was dominant from the start with each of the two starting quarterbacks leading first half scoring drives.
I mean, you want to score every chance you get, every play you get, you want to maximize, right? But I think going against this scheme and this defense, you got to be really disciplined with what you're doing and take exactly what you get, and they make you earn every yard you have. So I think it was a combination of those things. I think we wanted to get in a rhythm. The guys I came in with wanted to get in a rhythm as quick as we could, and I think we did a good job of that.
I thought I did pretty well. I know that there were some opportunities, I think, that we had to score more points off of turnovers. But, you know, we settled for field goals sometimes, and I think that came down to some third down conversions we probably should have had and a couple penalties out there, but you can't complain about getting points.
Well, I saw Paxton make some plays with his legs, you know, which he should. He's an athlete. And Trevor, he was solid. You know, I mean, he was Trevor. He made good decisions. His ball placement was on point tonight. In my opinion, we've got two quarterbacks. You know, we've got two good young quarterbacks that I've been pleased with for the entire camp. You know, so whoever wins the job, it's going to be the right guy for our football team. And whoever's the backup, it's going to be a pretty good backup. So it's exciting to have two guys.
1 week from tonight, the Broncos offense will face its toughest test in the Packers defense. Of course, we don't know who the starter will be. However, it should be a great test. From Santa Clara, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.